yet another story about somebody being shot in the nuts. I don't know why this has become... I don't know what has happened more this year. Somebody being killed with a samurai sword or somebody being shot in the sack. It appears to be a love triangle, which left a Florida man removing a bullet from the family jewels. Nathan Martinez of Boca Raton was shot twice and ran back into his apartment while bleeding from the sack to remove one of the bullets from his junk. Authorities say he originally refused to answer their questions. Imagine how that interrogation went. Mr. Martinez, would you care to explain the blood gushing from your crotchal region?
No! I don't want to talk!
Eventually, he did answer the questions over fear that he could be attacked again. And why not? Because he was allegedly shot by Christopher Pacelli for having sex with Pacelli's girlfriend. And it wasn't the first time the two had had a little skirmish. Authorities say a fistfight at a restaurant recently led to Pacelli shooting but missing Martinez. And then going after him again in this most recent attack, which, as we've now reported, was successful. Martinez was taken into custody, as well as Pacelli. And we will continue to follow the story as it develops. Ouch. Kind of a weird story out of Chicago, Illinois. And I'm not sure how I feel about this. A Chicago doctor is facing at least 18 years of increased paternity payments after the Cook County judges Friday ignored his claim of deceptive pregnancy. The Daily South Town reports that Dr. Richard Phillips accused a former lover of stealing his sperm to inseminate herself. How does one steal that? Come on, give it to me. Come on, give it to me. You pull a gun on a guy like that? Imagine having to perform under that pressure. What are you laughing at?
I love the radio voice.
Oh, no. I don't have a radio
He's
voice.
He's coming out. You got a great voice.
I don't
voice.
Have the radio yeah. voice. This no, is my voice.
It's good. I like it.
I can't sing. All right? You can sing. No, some people do things better
No,
than
you
others.
Know, I just told you, even when you said check the mic, I was like, man, that sounds good.
Oh, wow. LeJon Witherspoon from 7 Dust, welcome.
Holla! What's up? It's always a pleasure to be here. We love you guys. Y'all been dogging Morgan all day long, man.
Well,
that's
yeah,
because
he's a douchebag.
We're friends with the Red Sox guys.
I'm eating.
He's eating, y'all.
You picked the best time of year to bring a Yankee fan into Boston.
We love you guys here in Boston, man.
Of course, and we love Morgan, even if, you know, and again, we were giving, excuse me, I'm drooling now.
Yeah.
We were giving you respect. We said there's nothing better than, you know, with 7 Dust, they're celebrating diversity, and they're tolerant because they hired a retarded drummer. Because he's
wow.
a Yankee fan.
This is brutal.
Wow, that's rough,
Morgan,
man.
Hey, dog, I got your back. Give me choke him out right now. All you got to do is call. Call the hotline, dog.
Hey there, how you doing? This is Zach Wild. I'm Black Label. Now, listen. We just want to hang out with a bunch of our Black Label brothers and sisters. But now, listen, yeah. Now, listen, them new records coming out. And then after that, we're doing a goddamn show in town. Oh, God, my fallopian tube.
Just go out and buy the new Black Label album because there's some hot rocking. Hi there, this is Zach Wild from Black Label. And when you want to have a night of romance with your wife, you know, when you have a spread eagle and you're just like ramming her into submission of lovitude and you're blowing loads of the bottom line is buy the new Black Label album. When you want romance and you thought you could never pack it into your wife's ass, Black Label, the ladies love it.
Now it's time to try to identify the AAF mystery sound. This is when somebody has AAF on their speed dial because they want to be part of the Wizard of Oz Fest, and they call through, and I got him on hold. Let's see if we can... And he's still doing it. I don't know what this is. Oh, somebody's yelling. Now, listen close. See if this doesn't sound familiar to you. It sounds to me like somebody is stacking cases of beer on a two-wheeler. Not that I've ever heard that sound before, but I'm just... Dude, your cell phone's on. Nice. At least I'd like to think it was beer. Yeah, see, it sounds... He's stacking cans. Or maybe a keg. Maybe it's a keg. I'd hate to see the guy burn his cell phone minutes needlessly, so I'll just put him on hold. Story on Boston.com today you may or may not have seen. A woman is not legally responsible for injuries her boyfriend suffered while they were having consensual sex more than a decade ago. The state's appeals court ruled yesterday the man identified only as John Doe for obvious reasons. In court papers, filed suit against the woman in 1997, claiming she was negligent when she suddenly changed positions, landing awkwardly on him and fracturing his penis. I had no idea the penis was actually a bone and it could be fractured. But she's not liable for it. The lawsuit has been thrown out. Congratulations. Spontaneous Looney Tune. It's King Missile. If it rocks, it's AAF. First annual Neanderthal Fat Guy Sausage Run. How are we doing now?
They come. They're coming down the street right now. You guys, to be fair, make some noise for all these guys coming down the street right now.
We got a fat guy!
Yay!
Fat guy made it back! And a big round of applause for the fat guy who actually made it.
That's awesome.
Let's give fat guy an autograph. Kevin Youkilis, baseball,
Kevin
just for playing. And he already got himself hooked up with a Yankee hitter's hat. And enjoy that sausage, sure. Oh, you got it all over your hand. That's well, that's probably pretty normal for you now, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Anybody have any tissues?
Broadcasting awesome. Live from Ontuanua on Beacon Street.
Light, dude.
The first annual Neanderthal Fat Guy Sausage Run for the kids is now history. It is a Yuck the Fankies Friday.
Now would be a time for a game of skill.
Yes.
The name for today's game is going to be called the Bud Plug.
Yes, the WAAF Bud Plug. So the way it's going to work, now if you break the table tent here, you will be disqualified. You need to get it all the way through.
Because it's never a good idea to force it.
No.
You have to be gently with the proper lubrication.
Exactly. It's got to be nice and smooth.
Yeah, the Bud Plug can't go through unless it's properly
lubed,
lubricated.
Buddy. You got to lube that up.
Well, the kid from Haverhill's got a mullet. He's going dangerous right now. So
Haverhill lubed up the hole.
Yeah. See? He's
Some
smart.
Some of us lubed the Bud bottle. Haverhill lube the hole.
You know what? Right. I almost think that's a better skill right
whatever
there.
Whatever works.
Suddenly the kid with the mullet might be the favorite here.
My man Bob over here has got about 2 pounds of Vaseline on that bottle.
Yeah, he's all right.
Nothing says Friday night like 2 pounds of Vaseline, Bob. Welcome to Life of a Divorced Man. Okay, so, are you ready?
The first person that makes the Bud Plug go all the way through the sign without breaking it will be declared our winner.
There you go. They know what to do. Are you ready? On your mark, get set, go.
All right, now they're forcing the button.
Oh, look at this. Look at Haverhill.
Look at Haverhill.
Haverhill.
Haverhill. There it is.
Haverhill.
Oh, look at that.
Haverhill is going to the Boston Celtics. It was close.
Bob, not enough Vaseline, right?
I tried.
It's a recurring theme in your life.
And your finger is stuck in the hole, Bob.
That's pretty normal for you now, isn't it, Bob?
Haverhill, you're going to the game tomorrow night. Celtics Pacers, playoff basketball, you're sitting in the club seats. That's nice.
Yeah, just look for the kid with the mullet in the club seats and wonder how the hell he got those tickets. He could say, well, I jammed a butt plug all the way through.
Look at the guy who just doesn't look like he should be there, and that's the guy we sent to the game.
Despite blindfolding his wife and trying to end her life in a botched murder-suicide attempt, a French man has been set free by authorities. Jean-Claude Gory apparently tried to kill himself and take his wife with him so that she wouldn't have to deal with the debt they had accumulated. See, now that's a loving husband.
My hot sister there.
Your sister's really hot. Like, during this entire thing, I'm just trying to... I'm seriously. She's hot. Like real hot.
Well, that's why I brought her. I'll tell you
Thank
something.
Thank you. You needed a distraction.
I don't bring Charmaine to any station. Except for you, bro.
Really?
She's not good. They're not good enough for her.
No,
they are not.
She is as good looking as good as you are a guitar player. She's
Thank
that
you.
Good. I mean, she's.
Thank you.
Yeah,
she's very talented in other ways too.
I imagine. Yep. Thank you for that. Are you guys from New Hampshire or something? Because this is starting to get a little creepy.
She's very no. She sings really good. Is what I was getting to. She's got a great voice.
Are you gonna make her sing on one of your records?
Yes, I'm gonna get her to sing. Actually, she's gonna sing at the Toys for Tots. And my other sister Michelle is also a great singer. And they really are. They have good voices. So I'm saying.
Well, she certainly has the lungs for it.
She does. She's got a great set of lungs.
Yeah, she certainly does.
Is Bamboo still inside?
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Now, you told me something special just happened inside of Hooters.
I'm walking around, and there's a couple ladies here at Hooters, and they're they're looking at a receipt. And I'm like, what are you looking at? And she's like, oh, I got a receipt. I'm like, well, what's on the receipt? She's like, well, I went shopping for lingerie.
Oh, no.
What did you buy today? What was the lingerie you purchased on the receipt?
You got the bra with the corset, with the straps, with the nice thong that goes with it for
I'm $5
right with on sale from 50.
$5.
That's a classy hoe right there.
$5. It's all going to look great at the bottom of the bed. Doesn't matter if $5, $50, who cares? It's often a matter of 14 seconds.
So I was so amazed by the, she's like, if you think that's exciting, she pulls out her purse.
You're excited by her purse?
Oh, no. Can you take what was in your purse out for me?
What is that?
Oh, she's got to open it up right now.
What
hold
is
on.
It?
I will tell you. I'm Wait afraid to touch it, but it's okay. It says experiment oral drops.
Oral drops?
I guess they come in four. How many different flavors?
Four flavors.
Four flavors. And what do you do with this in radio language here?
Let's see. You put it in your mouth for some flavor. It's kind of like the Altoid thing. I'm sure you
really.
Know.
She carries around oral drops just in case it's gonna be a good night.
Flavored oral drops. Four out of five women surveyed at Hooters tonight.
Hey, you know what?
Peppermint flavor drop.
You know what, Paul and Bamboo? When you guys get back here to the studio, if you make it back here, just kick me in the nuts. Just please. Just, you know what? I would much rather have that than having to listen to what you guys are doing down there right now.
It and just surprise, gets... surprise. She actually knows flag.
Ah, hey,
Mom, what are you doing down there?
27-year-old Michael Leffler and his wife were dog sitting while Michael's mom was traveling. They dropped off three dogs at his house. Leffler's wife, Nicole, frantically called police after catching Michael having sex with a short-haired terrier beagle mix named Jin Jin. It was well after midnight. Michael had been drinking. He carried the little dog into the bed and stuffed it under the covers. And then he stuffed it under the covers, if you will.
Sean from Austin is the guy that's on in the morning down there at their, I guess, the alternative station in Austin. So, Shawnee is one of those guys that dove right into the bay at Corvo Nation immediately and had himself plenty of spirits on the first night. And in complete responsible manner, his partner, who is a female, who you've been working with for how long?
About 4 months, dude.
About 4 months.
Yeah.
So, Shawnee was one of those guys. And how many of us have had this night where you've... kind of forgotten where the bathroom is. Sometimes it's a pile of dirty laundry. Sometimes it's the closet. Sometimes it's your mom.
Mine was the corner next to the bureau.
Yeah.
Mine happened to be my co-host's bed.
Yeah. How great was that?
While she was in it, dude.